attention. I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Scott Bell Show.
We have a lot of problems. It's because we don't follow the rule of law. We don't follow the Constitution.
By the way, Ron Paul cannot get elected. I'm sorry to tell you.
Robert Scott Bell.
Just one day after a raid on his farm, a local man goes back to selling raw milk.
We're hoping that one day the government won't make it so difficult to have that right to choose the food you want.
Robert Scott Bell.
Your new tax plan is going to tax me more, isn't it?
I think when you spread the wealth around, it's good for it.
I don't think there's any doubt he intends to see the wealth redistributed in this country.
It's my money, and I need it now!
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Right, Super Tuesday on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Why is it super? Because we got double the supers. We got Super Don with the Health Freedom Express out there. And yesterday we elevated Tom to Super Tom because he had to, you know, with the connections were going on, and he kind of butted into the show. No, we invited him. He was great. Talking about the immune system, we had some stories on vaccinations and, you know, different concepts. And, you know, like you, Super Don, you're like the everyman. You've got the ears to hear through some of this. You know, sometimes I can get some too technical on things. You're like, whoa, wait a second. And it's very helpful to bring it back to the place where, well, let's make sure I'm speaking some English here, some semblance right. of it, or some right. semblance of homeopathy, right, if that's a term, some Latin English.
Okay.
Going Harry Potter
and
on
we
everything.
We even invent our own words on this show.
We do occasionally.
Right?
We do. By the way, we'll have to check into this, but I think I heard at the top of the news, there were two states, I think Maryland was one of them, where they're now saying the state exchanges or something were abject failures for Obamacare. Need to look into that. Let me know, Super Don. See if you can find anything out about that. And we'll report on that. But, you know, yesterday we were talking about the immune system, a new vaccine that said it would target the lymphatic cells. And I raised some alarm bells about that. I wanted to get more into this story about gut health related to the immune system. In this specific Medical News Today story, MNT, about how beneficial bacteria actually communicate with human cells. Because you've heard me say it for many years here on the Robert Scott Bell Show that our immune system, the seed of it, is primarily in the gut. That our microflora, these little critters that we kill all the time with fluoride, with chlorine, with antibiotics, with anti-this and anti-that, and additives, preservatives, colorings, flavorings, pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, and even the vaccinations, which, by the way, do contain mercury, even the ones they say have no mercury in them, because the subcomponents don't have to list the mercury as one of those ingredients when it's just preserving a subcomponent. So all of these things have very damaging impact on the GI tract, the epithelial lining, etc. So this was published in the journal Cell Reports. And it shows that gut bacteria produce an enzyme that modifies signaling in cells lining the gut. It literally is interacting with your epithelial cell. So this is more validation for humble little homeopath RSB, who, you know, is just a renegade out there because he doesn't believe what the doctors tell him. Oh my gosh, he's not bowing down to authority. And of course, we never do that here. And we question everything. Again, that's one of the reasons why we recommend to read Liam Sheff's book, Official Stories. Hint, hint, Tom, if you haven't done that yet, particularly the issue on vaccines and polio, etc. We'll get into that. But this study is really profound because the enzyme also has another role in breaking down food components. Remember, digestion, gut flora. Now, we talk about the interaction with the epithelial lining. Those are your human or mammalian cells. When they have been destroyed, damaged, disrupted, inflamed, you got leaky gut, you got irritable bowel, colitis, Crohn's, diverticulitis, all of this stuff. Now, in my book with Ty Bollinger, Unlock the Power to Heal, I go into great detail about restoring the epithelial integrity. That way the bacteria have a place to live. Not only live, but then communicate via these enzyme channels to communicate, hey, this is what you allow in, this is what you don't. the bacteria are working with you. When that gut breaks down, the bacteria can no longer communicate because the cells aren't there to receive the information. And then all digestive and immune bets are off. And see, none of this is considered in terms of vaccinology. It's all about jumping the gun and jumping over every phase of it. It's like I said, you want to be a doctor. You want to be a lawyer. You want to be whatever professional. And what we're going to do is we're going to give you this piece of paper. And we rubbed it on a dead bacteria from a vaccine. And now you're officially an expert, right?
There you go.
Your immune system is ready to go, good to go, because we've given you this paper. We vaccinated you with it. Nothing about the stages of normal interaction with the environment that help us to develop and confer immunity naturally, which, by the way, is not granted on a lifelong basis simply because you, like we talked about yesterday with Tom, you got the chicken pox as a child, and you now have the antibody, so now you're protected for life. We used to be told that by doctors. As I said, now they don't tell you that because they say, oh, you might be susceptible to shingles later. Tom's perspective, God bless you, Tom, love you, was that your immune system forgets. It needs a booster. We need to remind it. My argument is that, no, you don't need a reminder. You need an immune system that functions, because even if it doesn't have an antibody, it's capable of beating back an attack, even if it doesn't identify it immediately. But again, these are, you know, nuances, but I think they're very important. Now, we were going to a place, and Tom, if you could open up your mic, I think the place you were mentioning, I don't know if we did this on the air, you talked about latency, and I love that you dug into that, because that's one of my favorite topics. So go ahead, and what did you share with me off the air yesterday, I believe it was?
About latency, that the virus or bacteria stays in the nerve system, the dorsal nervous system,
ganglia.
Yep,
they call it.
Right around the mid back area, and it hides out in there.
Yeah, so you know, here's the case where you're right, Tom. This has already been shown in scientific circles, validated. I'm not questioning it. Is that once you, let's say, overcome in childhood an infection like chickenpox, which is viral, you didn't eradicate the virus 100% from the body. I don't perceive or believe that we do that with any virus. Again, it's another perspective here, but that it goes into hiding or dormancy or latency, according to McFarlane Burnett. And I've talked to some high-level scientists, doctors confirming this, so yes, we're on the right track here. But the question is, why does it reactivate? Are these viruses so diabolical and sneaky that they're going, hey, look, the immune cells have amnesia. Now's our time. Go get them. Attack, attack. Or is it that the terrain of the body is such due to stress, and I don't mean just emotional stress, physiological stressors, toxins, deficiencies of nutrients that, you know, are not in the food, or the gut damage we just discussed. You can't get the stuff in. Suddenly you have no defense system. The terrain of the body has been altered, and the viruses go, hey, look, that's where we live. That's how we live. We can go out and do our thing. It's not so much about memory, but the terrain has become so toxic and polluted that you now have created an environment for virological replication, if you will, bacterial reproduction, fungal growth, etc. The law of the terrain versus the germ theory. The germ theory, Louis Pasteur is stating that it's the mere presence of a contact with a pathogen that results in disease. Whether I sneeze on you or whether it's in your body already, you're done for, because you have E. coli in your colon. Well, most people, all people, pretty much have some forms of E. coli in their system. And they don't have to catch E. coli from the outside to get a deadly E. coli infection. They merely need to upset the balance to the degree that the bad kind of E. coli, if you want to call it that, takes advantage of the terrain and it says, this is how we live. This is where we grow. And rather than killing it and killing the rest of the body with chemotherapy, we would look, as a homeopath, a naturopath, it would be to restore balance to the force, if you will. Balance to the terrain. So the issue of memory versus latency versus vaccination versus naturally conferred immunity. My argument against vaccination, primarily among many things that I've discussed, is that having an antibody is not sufficient to protect you from any given disease. Do I need to prove it for you a little more? Look at the story about the pertussis vaccine, the whooping cough. The last couple of years, they've been blaming all you moms and dads for being persnickety about dangerous vaccines. They're not really dangerous, and they're blaming you because you're not allowing the doctors to inject your children with these experimental medicaments and toxic poisons. Yes, even mercury, when they claim there's no mercury in it. Southern California Public Radio reported last week that health officials are becoming worried at the number of older kids who are coming down with whooping cough in Los Angeles County. Most of these children who have received five vaccines for pertussis between the ages of 2 months and 7 years. The vaccine clearly doesn't work. But public health officials, and I read this on here because it's important. This is coming from the mainstream media now. Public health officials discovered that the effects of the vaccine does not seem to last as long as we had hoped, according to Jonathan Fielding, director of the L.A. County Public Health Department. There is a lot of work going on to understand why it is waning. Now, this goes to your argument, Tom, or perspective that the memory of the cell. They just don't remember the pertussis, so they can't protect themselves. My argument is that these kids who are being injected to such degrees in the inner city of Los Angeles might not be eating adequate quantities of food that have actual minerals that allow for the metabolic functions and the interplay between the bacterial species in our gut and its impact on immunity, immune function. Again, it's not as sneaky and easy and quick fix as, oh, we just give you the shot, that proverbial shot in the arm that's going to protect you, versus having to eat well, having to detoxify, having to provide good flora in the gut. So, Tom, with that, you know I love you and I appreciate you. Is that helpful at all? I know there's a lot more to go here.
I do see the valid case for nutrition, but I still am on the side that it could be beneficial to have some form of antibody in you so that your body can recognize it.
And that's reasonable, Tom. That is reasonable to say nothing wrong with that.
The idea of vaccination to me is particularly interesting because I'm very much of the mind that they're very beneficial, at least they have been. However, I still question a lot of vaccines and applaud you for some of the stuff you do, mostly because there should be some sort of peer review
discussion
on
we should talk about it, right? That's what we're doing here, and this is what's cool about
everybody
this.
Getting along.
Yay.
No, this is good. That's why I said somebody wanted me to debate Paul Offit. You can't debate somebody who's not willing to engage in discussion about these things, raise questions, and be respectful. Come on, guys and gals, we can do it. We do it here 6 days a week. Sometimes we have a little fun along the way as well. Hey, good news. Raw milk. You can tell everybody about it in Oregon.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Anybody want to do more about the immune system? We're always here for you. 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, plus the Robert Scott Bell Show website, robertscottbell.com, all of our social networks on Facebook, also Twitter feed, RS Bell Media, at RS Bell Media. Let us know. We got it. We got it covered and having a great discussion on the subject. We're going to do more immune discussion in regards to what? Food that is real, that has not been intoxicated, polluted, or destroyed by excessive heat. Pasteurization. The argument against raw milk is that, oh my gosh, there's bacteria in it, it's going to kill you. We've been discussing the role of bacteria in immune function, and it turns out that the bacteria in milk is designed to be there by whoever created cows and people and humans. I mean, even the milk coming out of mama's boob, let's just say it, has some bacteria in it that's beneficial to the baby. And it might be beneficial to you as an adult should you so decide to need it and want it and use it. But in a lot of the states of the nation, they've banned it. They said, nah, you can't do it. You can't sell it. Well, unless you sell it for animals. In Oregon, it's been perfectly legal to sell raw milk. It just evidently was not also legal to tell anybody that you sold it. You couldn't advertise it. You couldn't market it. You couldn't even say, raw milk for sale at what price? That could get you fines. To make it untenable, impossible even to sell a product that many people in Oregon and other places want to get. Well, thanks to Christine Anderson and Cast Iron Farm, she said, we're not playing by that rule. That's not right. And she sued the state of Oregon, particularly about this rule, and it looks like she's won. The state is backed down. We are now, we covered this a couple of days ago, and Christine Anderson is back on the Robert Scott Bell Show to give us the frontline story as it transpired. Christine, you're a hero of ours. You know that.
I'm glad to hear it.
Have you been inundated and deluged with media requests since winning this victory for all the folks that want raw milk in Oregon?
I have been. I've been getting quite a bit of media type coverage and commentary from that. And I've also been contacted by a lot of small farmers in Oregon and small raw milk producers with, you know, very heartfelt thank yous from those people who couldn't be the one to necessarily step up against the rule, but that will for sure be able to benefit from it.
Well, in this ruling, and you need to, if you don't mind, let us know the details of it. Does it only apply to Cast Iron Farm and what you're doing with the milk, or does it apply now to everybody across the state of Oregon?
It applies to everybody across the state of Oregon. My understanding of it was a settlement. The case didn't actually go to court, which is why we filed the case in November, and it's now been fully settled. Usually court cases, if they go to litigation, you know, can take years. So it was a pretty fast whirlwind process. And my the settlement, as I understand it, effective immediately. They're not to enforce the rule. And then in the next legislative session, they are to edit that section of the rule out of the law so that it'll be, it'll just be basically deleted. And then everybody will be free to talk about their milk.
Hallelujah. This is amazing. Now, it happened rather quickly, as you said. If it had gone to the courts, it could have been years in the making. But I have to imagine that they looked at the law as, you know, oh, it's legal to sell raw milk, but it's not legal to tell anybody about it, that they probably would have lost even in the first case. So they must have been pragmatic about it for the first time and said, I think we better not fight this battle.
You know, I have to say, and I wasn't the one that directly dealt with the state, but my understanding of how everything happened was that, you know, the state was very easy to work with and understood that this was something that we needed to do and thought through and was able to settle it. And it just was a very smooth process. So my hat's off to the state for realizing that once this issue really truly came to light, that this was something that we were in the right about.
Oh, very much so. Very, very much so. And I'm thrilled. Do you want to give some kudos, some thanks to the group that helped you?
Yes, absolutely. Would love to give a shout out to the Institute for Justice, who were my lawyers. They were unbelievable to work with. They have taken up several food rights cases, so I'm not the only one that they have been helping on food rights issues. This is the first case that has been settled. But they hope, and it sounds like they're planning to do more in the future. And I just, if anybody wanted to support, you know, food freedom, they're really going after it. And they've just been amazing to work with. They're such a great group.
Beautiful. We're talking with Christine Anderson. She's from Cast Iron Farm. We've got them linked up in the show notes, castironfarm.com. And we're going to talk a little bit more about the good news here. As the state of Oregon backed down on its prohibition from telling anybody that these small farms are providing a product, raw milk, real milk, I will call it, that the people of Oregon really want. Good news. We'll talk with her more about that, some other interesting tidbits of raising food, maybe how you can do it too, all becoming more and more important by the day. So stick around. We've got lots more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And we'll be right back.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
The number one secret to having great health and long life is having high levels of glutathione. This master antioxidant is required by your body to stop free radicals, keep cells young, remove chemical and heavy metal toxins, support immunity, support liver functions, stop inflammation, and much more. The results of optimal levels of glutathione in your body are more mental and physical energy, stronger immune system, greater endurance, and more. Do you know the number one secret superfood that helps increase your glutathione levels up to 64% or more? It's unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. This health food is amazing in its ability to do so much for virtually everyone. Introducing One World Whey, an industry-first unheated whey protein powder from grass-fed cows. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Something else.
Robert Scott Bell.
He has both style and substance.
Robert Scott Bell.
How much power do talk radio hosts really have?
This is transformational, and it's awesome.
The Robert Scott
the
Bell
Robert
Show.
Scott Bell Show.
Yes, we're here with good news today. Yeah, that's right. We do good news. And it's not that Kraft singles bait and switch chemical for chemical. That's not the good news. The good news is Christine Anderson standing up for the rights of all Oregonians and maybe inspiring a movement that could cross the country on the issue of the freedom to access and acquire raw milk, much less speak about it. And that was the big issue in Oregon. And thanks to the Institute of Justice for helping out. She won. They backed down. And now people are just beating down your doors, leaving messages. You probably got 1,000 messages you're not going to get to. So official message from the Robert Scott Bell Show, be nice to Christine Anderson. She's not ignoring you. She's got her own baby to take care of, and she'll get back to you as soon as she can.
Yeah, I'm milking cows and nursing a newborn. So my life's all about milk these days.
That's a super mom, right? That you get the official cape for that one. You're a super mom.
Yeah, you're milking cows and... And your little girl is milking you.
It's true, yeah. And she milks with me. We go into the barn together.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, listen, how's her immune system? Are we worried about her growing up on a farm with all that bacteria?
Not in the least. We're not worried about her growing up on the farm with all that bacteria. Isn't that the point?
Yeah, I know. I mean, we've covered stories about this, that children raised on farms are actually have healthier immune systems. They're less likely to have any chronic disease or a chronic ailment, respiratory or allergies of any kind.
Yes, we're three for three on that, and I guess we'll just keep reproducing healthy children until we can't do it anymore, right?
Yeah, well, as long as you stay strong and filled with the good nutrients from the good food that you know to eat, then your body can withstand the intensity of developing a child and birthing that child, because we see that for women in America that don't understand this concept of nutrition and good clean eating, with each successive child, if they don't understand how to replenish the bodies that may have been depleted, there's an increase in the risks associated with a normal, healthy childbirth.
Exactly, yeah. Well, I always say that we're powered by raw milk, because I actually have had rough pregnancies, but I just, you know, milk has always been one of the things that and yogurt, raw yogurt has, you know, totally powered me up and made it possible to be the mom and milk the cows and do whatever else it is that we're doing around here.
Well, milk is a very building and growing food. I mean, let's think about it. It's designed to take a little baby calf and grow it into a big old cow. Now, some folks would say that that's not perfect ideal for little babies to grow up on cow milk, but that's why you have human breast milk primarily, and as a food that's appropriate as needed based on your experience to apply it, young people or adults. There's reasons for choosing foods. In other words, being conscious of the food that you're consuming or feeding your children is something I like to promote here.
Yes. Well, I just love, you know, I haven't been a big milk drinker my whole life. We tend to like the fermented yogurt and cheese and things maybe more so just in our family as a preference. But I just anecdotally, the stories that I get from these moms, because, you know, it's usually the moms that are coming to buy the milk, and the things that they have to say about the miracles that this milk has created in their lives, or I was not a believer, and I couldn't be more of a believer now. I just, you know, kids whose asthma has completely disappeared, and I have one mom who has a 2-year-old boy who had heart surgery at, you know, a week old, and she begged me to put her to the top of my waiting list for milk, and she finally got on, and she's so thrilled to have this food available to her. So there are, you know, definite times where it's appropriate that some people decide that it's appropriate for their diet. I just, you know, it's a risky business because the insurance companies won't insure me, and we're not doing what we're supposed to be doing as per the government. we're supposed to be
pasteurizing our milk. Christine, in my opinion, you're doing what's right by a higher authority.
Yes. Well, so it's not the easiest thing in the world, but it certainly is a rewarding job. And after I had my baby and I went back to milking so soon, and my husband was trying to convince me that I needed to be staying in bed, and I can't stay out of that barn, honey. I'm sorry. I can't. This is my job, and I love it, and it's crazy to love milking cows, but I just love it. So I'm glad to be able to do it, and I'm glad to be able to talk about it, and I just am glad for the support that we've got through this whole
thing. Well, listen, it is a difficult or hard life in some stretches. I mean, you're out there, you're active, you're working, you're pushing your body, you're not sitting around playing on a remote control or just tickling the keyboards of a computer. So it's physically demanding, but I think the human body, based on its history, is made for that. And if the fact that we're not doing that every day is more detrimental than actually doing what you're doing, which is to your benefit. And as I said, we've been encouraging folks to go back to the land in so many ways, to become growers of food, contributors to the local economy in the ways that you're doing. Now, I realize you're not going to meet the demand of everybody, but perhaps now, because of what you've done, more people may get into the farming and may become providers of this food that's been around as long as we've been doing food on the planet, just about.
Yeah, hopefully it'll make it economically possible there's a lot of ramifications. One, we can find those producers out there who have been kind of doing it, not underground, but who haven't been able to talk about it. So we can now find those producers and provide education to them, which is one thing that we've had trouble with, so that they can become better producers, so that we can have a better food supply. So that's one really important ramification. And then the other part is now these people can actually, you know, make a business of it and do it correctly. So instead of we're going to, you know, go into the barn and quickly milk into this bucket and see what we can sell, you know, if we can sell some of it out of it, they can actually turn it into a business where they can do it correctly, and they can take tests, and they can really be producing properly, and they can mm-hmm. be making money at it, and the consumer's happy, and the producer's happy, and we have a food system that works again.
Right, and you're not shipping your milk all the way to China, much less to other states. You're providing for the local community, which is much less energy intensive. And you said it's the movement that is not waiting for the government. It's asking, if you will, we're waiting for the government to get the heck out of the way, which is part of what you did. It's like, get out of our way. We're doing something right. And, you know, doing the right thing hasn't been promised to be the easiest of all those things, especially when it flies in the face of convention, when everybody says, no, that may be the right thing to do, but no, you're just not allowed to do it. And when you stand up to do the right thing, you become a hero in my book. And it isn't that I don't think you're looking for the praise so much as you become a living inspiration for others to be able to do it as well.
Very, very, very definitely. I got the news on the settlement, I think, on Thursday, and then I milked on Friday. And I finally, on Saturday, I was out there milking, pouring milk, and I had my thoughts to myself while the kids were in the house, and it hit me. And I, mm-hmm. you know, I have been getting all these messages of thank you, thank you, thank you. And they just all of a sudden were all very, it was all very heartfelt. And I, you know, mm-hmm. it really just hit me that, oh my goodness, we did it. And I was really nervous about standing up and wondering that it could have been an action that would have put me out of business. I can't believe that we did it and it came out favorably. And I'm just so excited to move on in an era where I don't have to worry about looking over my shoulder about what it is that I'm saying about this product that I'm making.
Yeah, and there's even a positive piece in the OregonLive.com, an editorial about it, and they're very yes. favorable to this, and they put some sense into this. They said, as the state itself enjoys a monopoly on hard liquor sales, and it's more than happy to promote and cash in on lottery games, with which gambling addicts routinely ruin themselves. But when it comes to untreated cow juice, silence is the law. They pointed it out. It's like, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, for sure. And that, you know, in my opinion, the Oregonian hasn't always been a friend of raw milk. So for them to step up and say that it was ridiculous that this is a product that we couldn't advertise, you know, you can drink and you can smoke and you can gamble, but you can't take milk that came out the way that it came out of a cow and drink it and talk about it. That organization was willing to stand up was like okay, all right, we're on the right track. We did the right thing here.
Nice. Now you can actually put the numbers up there on the website, I see. Those are on the list.
The day the settlement came out, I rushed to my computer and because I have been getting a flood of requests of all kinds of information, so I put as much information up as I could at that moment in time, and I got to put the price of the milk on the website for the first time since the day that the government came out and told me to take it down. So
yeah.
I was pretty stoked about that.
Imagine that. And Super Don, there's also the Institute of Justice has filed some other cases around the country regarding food freedom. Am I reading this right?
Yeah, it's really cool. There's and I just, of course, I have to go and try and find it again here because I was doing something else. But, yeah, there's two other things. When they launched the initiative for Christine's case, they also launched a challenge to Minnesota's location restriction and sales cap for home bakers. And also a challenge to there's a Miami Shore. You familiar with Miami Shores there in Florida?
Yeah. They had a ban on front yard vegetable gardens. I think we covered that.
That's right. So the Institute of Justice is involved in both of those so that people, if they want to make some food at home or if they want to grow a vegetable garden in their front yard, aren't going to have the government breathing down their neck and telling them that they can't.
Yeah, it's a beautiful thing what the Institute of Justice is doing, and they've combined forces with some good folks, including Christine Anderson from the farm you got. We've got a cast iron farm. It's a beautiful place. I would love to visit. Super Don, you've already been there.
I have not. I've got that on my list of places that I want to stop by, and if Christine would
you've
got
to wait until the rain. I'm standing here watching the river flood, so wait for the spring.
Yeah,
I was thinking
this is Oregon. It has been raining. There's quite a few places around this state right now that are kind of swampy.
I was thinking at this point you had to have been there in your dreams at least. We've been talking about this for a while, so
yeah.
Very excited to connect with you again.
We've got to schedule that.
Beautiful. Well, we look forward. We look forward to having the Health Freedom Express down there. And if you'd like the Health Freedom Express in your town, then go to healthfreedomexpress.com and show Super Don some love. Support him in his efforts to bring it around until we get it to Autism One in Chicago in May. We're going to talk about that and a whole lot more. But, Christine, thank you so much for being here again. It's great to talk to you. And we got great big gobs of gratitude for you as well.
Well, thank you so much.
All right. Christine Anderson, Cast Iron Farm, check it out. If you're in the Oregon area and you want to get on the list. But be patient because she's very busy and in a lot of demand right now because of the good stuff she's done. Give me my milk! Hey, start your own farm. No, okay, everybody do that. Listen, we got a lot more to do and a little time to do it, and including antibiotics. Where are they? They're drying up in America no more, but maybe China. China to the rescue? What?
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hey, y'all, are you looking for Corolla? Some chocolate superfood with organic vanilla. Food-based vitamins keep you a healthy fella. Use your wife's credit card, don't even have to tell her. Go to Natural News Store, that's what it's there for. Get your superfoods, herbs, and a lot more. Feel young like you did before. And let Mother Nature's medicine work it like it's there for. I know you care for your health, therefore. Don't eat those GMOs, throw them out the back door. Don't stay poor with the diet if it's killing you. Enjoy your life with nutrition that's filling you. We got freeze-dried fruit that's organic. Super clean, super food, best on the planet. Blueberry, strawberry, even pomegranate. Yeah, it's ready to ship. And if you buy it, you can have it. Yeah, this is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Check out store.naturalnews.com for all your organic supplements and superfoods. Or call 888-959-6415. That's 888-959-6415 to order now. Coconut, maca, spirulina, goji berry, superfood protein.
Loads of people tell me I have energy to spare. And, yeah, a lot of times I do. It's largely because I'm drinking Robert's water from the Echo Ionization and Alkalization System. You've heard me talk to Paul Barrettiero, my good friend here. And he's with me now telling you about these virtues of why everybody should be drinking Robert's water.
Absolutely. Everyone wants more energy. You bring up a good point, Robert. You have good energy. But everybody doesn't have good energy. So they want a little bit of a boost every day. Well, I don't know of an easier way than to drink Echo water every day.
And, of course, immune enhancement. Detoxification, all of these things enhance energy. And so it's simple as putting it right there at your faucet and you can drink it too. Echo Water, check it out at robertswater.com. The phone number is 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Money back guarantee?
Absolutely. Never had to pay out yet, but 60 days.
800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Free downloadable ebook. The power to hydrate is now yours. Go to robertswater.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
You've been hearing about the amazing benefits of Heart and Body Extract for many years. Now, hear from the co-founder.
My name is Tony Knudsen, and I'm the co-founder of Heart and Body Extract. We've been in business for over 13 years now.
With thousands of satisfied customers who have experienced the amazing benefits but never experienced a price hike.
We've kept consistent pricing the whole entire time the company's been in business, and we'll continue to do so.
Call today for Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305, or visit hbextract.com.
It's time to kick some hash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporeon e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
We have we talked geopolitics today? Have we done any geopolitics at all? No?
Not really, no.
Geoeconomics? Much. You know, we do healing on all levels. Sometimes we might get too fixated on food or natural medicine or even vaccines, and I don't think it's a bad thing, but it's not, you know, we got an instrument that we play that goes all of these places, including geopolitics, geoeconomics. This story transcends all of that and goes into geomedicine, too. And it's about antibiotics. This is the area or arena of the 20th century where they say modern medicine did its best work because it saved us from the ravages of infectious disease, although it really didn't. Yes, it can acutely squash through a chemotherapeutic action the reproduction of bacterial infections, antibiotics, that's what they're designed for. But it also turned out that they created generations of new super strains or superbugs. Now, here on the Robert Scott Bell Show, we know that they're not super in that they're strong like Super Don or Super Tom. They just have expressed new DNA to be able to eat methicillin or some other antibiotic for lunch. You know, the methicillin used to kill the staff. The staff goes, ah, ha, ha, we can eat you now. And so it just doesn't matter what you throw at it. There's so much antibiotic resistance. Now, the story here I want to cover the final story of the day, reports on the fact that in the 34th or 32nd paragraph of an article last Friday, I believe it was, in the New York Times, the 32nd paragraph of this article entitled Medicines Made in India Set Off Safety Worries, they revealed something quite frightening, I think, particularly for those that still rely on allopathic antibiotics, that all the antibiotics are now being made exclusively in China. The crucial ingredients for nearly all antibiotics, and that includes steroids and many other what they call life-saving drugs, are now made exclusively in China. How does that make you feel? And considering that China holds the majority of the debt of the United States in its hands, not only could it collapse the American economy, it could collapse American medicine as we know it by just going, no more antibiotics for you.
Yeah.
No soup for you. No soup for you. They become antibiotic Nazis.
You're right. I mean, you got the debt in China. You've got now apparently everything to for antibiotics in China. And another thing, and this is something that Mike Adams touched on maybe a month or two ago about rare earth.
Mm-hmm.
The rare earth elements that are used in all of the electronics and the computers and the things that we rely on. I mean, if you took computers and electronics away from the American people, I mean, everything would come to a screeching halt. So it's
now,
quite an interesting
the thing that's holding it up is, of course, China knows that if they collapse the U.S. economy, their own economy tanks. So everybody's playing a dangerous game of Russian economic roulette, so to speak. although there's a bullet in every chamber that could end it all. But here, you know, this is another interesting aspect to China's emergence as the global power it's become, as the industrial leader, because of, you know, the lack of pollution controls, et cetera, no regulations, et cetera. But the reality is, now that they're producing all the ingredients basically necessary for antibiotics and steroids, we might finally get healthy as a nation. Because you know what? People are willing to take drugs as long as they perceive they're coming from Western countries. But once they figure out they're all coming from China, people might go, whoa, whoa, whoa. I heard about the rice coming from China, too. It's different from the rice in California. I don't think so.
Right.
So it could have a side benefit in addition to the fear that you might have right now when you recognize that you have to find another way to go, lest China holds your infectious disease and your ability to overcome it in its hands. It does not. Because we here in America know about sovereign silver, bioactive silver hydrosol. We also know about many botanicals to modulate the immune system. We know about carnivora. We know about beta-1-3D glucan. We know about the things that can either A, prevent infection, or B, help you respond to infection so that you will not have to resort to antibiotics. But that means modern medical docs have to open wide to the utilization of all of these substances, whether it be oil of oregano, other things. But the silver you can even use intravenously if you know how to use it properly to eradicate very serious systemic infections that are life-threatening. Along with what? Homeopathic medicine, homeopathic phosphorus, infectious remedies, staph infections, being met with homeopathic heper sulfur calcarea. The homeopaths know this. They know it in India, which is where that New York Times story was primarily focusing, where they buried it 32 paragraphs down. So fear not, my friends. The place for health, freedom, healing, liberty is right here. Yes, we're in America, but we reach well beyond that. Thanks to UK Health Radio, Digital Radio -103 in Australia, listeners in Asia as well, Orion Network, all the podcasters, of course, naturalnewsradio.com, GCN Live, etc. We'll be back tomorrow with Outside the Box Wednesday. In the meantime, tell your friends, the power to heal is theirs, because the power to heal is also yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hey, Doc, I was wondering, if you could only take one supplement for the rest of your life, what would it be?
That's easy. Beta-glucan.
Well, I'm looking for a daily pill that can double the strength of my immune system.
Beta-glucan.
But I need it to be super safe with no harmful side effects.
Beta-glucan.
Yeah, but I want something all natural with an FDA rating.
Beta-glucan.
What if I want it to be affordable and fast-acting?
Beta-glucan.
What if I need something backed by scientific research?
Beta-glucan.
Like something that's been studied and condoned by Harvard Medical School?
Beta-glucan.
But I want the best for my immune system that money can buy.
Beta-glucan.
How about a product that's safe for my family, including my pets and children?
Beta-glucan.
Don't you have anything else to say besides beta-glucan?
Yeah, betterwayhealth.com.
What's that?
It's the website where you can buy beta-glucan.
So I can go online right now and buy beta-glucan?
Yep. Go to betterwayhealth.com or call 1-800-746-7640 and ask them about...
Let me guess. Beta-glucan.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.